curious about your experience at this point with the infusion reaction, particularly in older patients to obinutuzumab. And I heard somebody say something recently I hadn't heard before, and I don't know if you think it's true, which is that the infusion reaction is greater with CLL than, for example, with follicular lymphoma. Is that true?
I think it is. There are way more targets in the peripheral blood, which is why we recommend the use, and this is actually even in the package insert, use of a small dose of obinutuzumab the first day, and then coming back with the balance of the dose. So we use 100 milligrams on day one, and then 900 milligrams on day two. The other thing is sometimes just having experience with the drug helps. We have found that if we pre-medicate patients starting the night before, the morning of, and then immediately prior to the infusion, we can dramatically reduce the severity and incidence of the obinutuzumab infusion reaction. So it results in a bad night of sleep, but you know, we give 50 milligrams at night, 50 milligrams in the morning, and 50 milligrams of prednisone just prior to the infusion. Then we also give H1 and H2 blockade, so not just diphenhydramine, but also we use famotidine, then acetaminophen. And this combination, we've actually seen much less in the way of the severe reactions, particularly among the CLL patients. Because the clearance of B cells from the peripheral blood is so rapid, even by the time you get to the second week, because remember, obinutuzumab is given weekly for the first 3 weeks, by the time you get to that second week, the incidence of infusion reactions is really quite low.